This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. French President Emmanuel Macron is ordering a nighttime curfew for Paris and eight other French cities to contain the spread of COVID-19 after daily new infection rates reached alarming record levels. In a televised interview, Macron says residents of those cities, which combined are home to close to a third of the French population, will not be allowed to be outdoors between 10 and 6 a.m. beginning Saturday. Meanwhile, countries across Europe are scrambling to avoid another round of total lockdowns. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Czech Republic has overtaken Spain as Europe's biggest hotspot during the resurgence of COVID-19. Britain, France, Belgium, Russia, and many other countries are following the same unnerving trend. In some areas, bars, such as Liverpool in the north of England, are considered breeding grounds of spikes, while across the border or city limits, schools are deemed viral cauldrons. The Czech Republic, for example, has opted to close schools to lower an accumulated rate of 521 virus cases per 100,000 inhabitants over 14 days, the highest national level in Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19 but exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus. First Lady Melania Trump says Barron has since tested negative for the virus. Russia says it has approved a second vaccine as the country recorded a record daily increase in coronavirus cases and switched to online classes for secondary school in the capital. The new vaccine completed early stage trials last month. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.